Iran is pushing back against President Donald Trump's pressure tactics ahead of critical talks in Geneva over Tehran's nuclear program, following his State of the Union address.
They were warned to make no future attempts to rebuild their weapons program, and in particular, nuclear weapons. Yet they continue starting it all over. We wiped it out, and they want to start all over again. And are at this moment again pursuing their sinister ambitions. We are in negotiations with them. They want to make a deal, but we haven't heard those secret words. We will never have a nuclear weapon.
Iranian Parliament Speaker Mohammad Bagar Ghalibaf spoke with the Associated Press and referred to Trump's remarks as big lies, saying negotiations may yield an agreement through, quote, honorable diplomacy, close quote. His remarks come as the United States has assembled its largest deployment of aircraft and warships to the Middle East in decades, part of Donald Trump's efforts to constrain Iran's nuclear program, ahead of the next round of talks with the country on Thursday. Iran has long maintained that its nuclear program is peaceful. Before the United States attacked Iran in June, the country had been enriching uranium up to 60% purity, what experts describe as a short technical step away from weapon-grade levels. For weeks, Donald Trump has talked about an armada that is now largely in place off the coast of Iran, including aircraft carrier USS Abraham Lincoln. He has also relocated the USS Gerald R. Ford, the world's largest aircraft carrier, from the Caribbean towards the Middle East, where it is currently docked at the U.S. naval base on the island of Crete. Overall, there are at least 16 U.S. Navy ships assembled. That's according to an analysis by the Washington-based Center for Strategic and International Studies. Inside Iran, newspaper headlines in Farsi show a picture of the U.S. president reading, quote, Trump, if we can't make a deal, bad day awaits Iran and its people, close quote. Residents inside Iran spoke with AP reporter Saeed Saramadi. He spoke to a 44-year-old taxi driver and a 52-year-old retired civil servant.
The negotiations, I think, will lead nowhere because Mr. Trump sticks to his opinion, as do the Iranian officials. Of course, some of the things the Iranians are saying are true. I don't think enrichment at peaceful levels would cause problems for anyone. Trump is bullying them to some extent. After all, he is a superpower and says what he wishes must be done. Wherever you go now, people are talking about war. If you go to a bakery to buy bread, you see people talking about war. You see someone saying the Americans are going to attack tomorrow or the day after tomorrow. This state of limbo is worse than war.
If negotiations scheduled for Thursday fail, Trump repeatedly has threatened to attack Iran, something neighboring nations fear could spiral into a new regional war. Already, Iran has said all U.S. military bases in the Middle East would be considered legitimate targets, putting at risk tens of thousands of American service members. The CIA is reportedly offering tips to potential informants in Iran as Trump continues to weigh the military action. But speaking with reporters, House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says the U.S. should not entangle itself with a war in Iran.
Under no circumstances should the Trump administration get us into another failed foreign forever war. When we know the outcome, particularly in the Middle East, it's going to cost American lives, it's not going to lead to any decisive resolution, and it's going to waste taxpayer dollars that should be spent making life better for the American people.
Meanwhile, California Democrat Ro Khanna and Kentucky Republican Thomas Massie have introduced a bipartisan war powers resolution against military action in Iran.
Mr. Speaker, another war in the Middle East is not America first. That is why Congressman Massie and I will introduce a bipartisan Iran war powers resolution.
They're expected to force a vote early next week. For KPFA News, I'm Lauren Schmidt.